Maestros, welcome back to another banger. Today, we will be learning about
Sudbury's past issues and how they are learning and fixing those problems today.
Some of the potential consumers for the nickel bean mined might be
coin manufacturers, factories, and
maybe you might get your odd government, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is, the government takes the materials, right?
Yeah.
And they might want to make piping because their citizens are complaining.
True.
So, I don't know how much they'd spend on it, but I know they would be a consumer.
Yeah, that's true.
The nickel mine industry provided, and still provides, lots of jobs. The reason being is because mines need lots of people to run such an operation.
Hey, K-Bomb, did you hear about the smoke tower getting taken down in 2020?
No. Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. And why do you think so?
Well, to be honest, I think Sudbury's just come up with new technologies to stop their pollution from happening in the first place, instead of just spreading it around. Oh, I'm not sure if we introduced ourselves properly. My name's K-Bomb, and this
is the Georgian Bay. What's up, guys? Go.
Hey, let's talk about that dynamic earth.
Oh yeah, the one that got closed down.
Yep, that's it. Did you know that if you added up all their mine shafts together, you could go as far as Vancouver?
Really? That's a far.
You bet. Did you know?
About what?
20,000 acres of barren land was created by...
Wait, before you say that, is it by the nickel mines in Sudbury?
How did you guess? Huh.
Hey, K-Bomb, just a little quick fact for the viewers. Did you know that blueberries can live in acidic soil?
Yeah, I actually heard about that. And don't their roots, like, absorb the acid so other plants and animals can live in the soil?
Yeah, they can.
Wow. The reason you can make money off recycling waste is because typically in waste, there's the targeted material that you're mining within it.
If all the mines that take action and start recycling waste, then they won't have to spend as much handling their waste. And plus, they can be a little part of saving the world's environment.
Wait, how did you know that?
What can I say? I do my research.
Georgian Bay.
Hey, K-Pom, I'm very confused. Where in Sudbury is the resource actually located?
Well, there are several mines, as you heard, Dynamic Earth, but that mine has just closed. It was closed around, I don't know, several years ago. But now, most of the mines are located just outside of Sudbury. Wait, so if Sudbury already has pollution scrubbers, then why should we want to put in place recycling waste or whatever the heck you said?
Well, to be honest, Sudbury is clean. But doesn't it want to be known for having one of the cleanest mines in the country?
True that. Can't argue. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
See you guys next time.
Good night. Jackson.